Nina Blackwood's Absolutely 80s
Spotlight.
Hey, it's Nina Blackwood, and in today's Absolutely 80s Spotlight, censorship 80s style. Next.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is a vaccine for 10 through 25-year-olds for immunization to help prevent group B meningococcal disease. Trumenba should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccines should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenba. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com. See our ad in Eating Well magazine.
Nina Blackwood's Absolutely 80s.
Spotlight.
Here's some absurd examples of censorship from our favorite decade. In 1981, a church group in Iowa burned albums to protest the evils they saw in contemporary music. Some of the wicked, subversive artists. The Carpenters, John Denver, and Perry Como. I think they missed both evil and contemporary in one foul swoop, don't you? Moving on. In 1984, the National Coalition of Television Violence filed a report calling for federal control and regulation of rock music on TV. Some videos that they cited? Come Dancing by the Kinks, Penny Lover from Lionel Richie, and Eat It from Weird Al. Hey, like people are going to take you seriously, huh? And hey, I haven't said anything about this one. Madonna. Like a Prayer, today's Absolutely 80s Spotlight.